So Iman has many branches, and one of the branches of Iman is simplicity. So person has simplicity, he has part of Iman in him. So this simplicity is nothing, it's not something small, it's something great. Therefore we shouldn't look down upon somebody who's got that style and approach of being very simple in his ways and his mannerisms. This is a sign that this person has Iman. He doesn't have too much of takalluf and too much of red tape, as we may say. Everything has to be done like this and will be done like that. And if not done like this, then he gets upset. But he's easygoing. This person is simple, he's easygoing. He doesn't go against a person being neat and tidy and being organized. But at the same time, a person is simple in his approach. Everything that he doesn't, for example, if he has a pen in his pocket, that pen doesn't have to be a Parker pen. If a person has got his tiles, he got his wall tiled or painted, then it doesn't have to be top of the range tiles or top of the range paint. Something simple, so long as it's neat, it's tidy, this person is happy. This is part of Iman. His clothes he's wearing, it doesn't have to be a branded kurta or a branded jersey. It is a simple jersey doing the job. This person is happy with it. This is part of simplicity and part of Iman. Today's hadith and Abi Abdullah Jabir ibn Abdullah radiyallahu anhu maqal ba'athana Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mu'ammara alayna Aba Ubaidah natalaqa ira al-Quraysh. Jabir ibn Abdullah radiyallahu anhu, he says that once Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sent us out in the path of Allah, and he made the Amir, our Amir, Hazrat Abu Ubaidah ibn al-Jarrah. Here we learn something is when a Jamaat is being sent out also, that person, the Amir, should be appointed. And you'll be the leader of this Jamaat. You guide this Jamaat and take them out. And the purpose of us going out, later on he explains that there are 300 of us. The purpose of going out, we're going to pursue the one caravan of the Quraysh. وَزَوَّدْنَا جِرَابًا مِّن تَمْرٍ لَمْ يَجِدْ لَنَا غَيْرًا. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave us provisions, patkos as we know it. He gave us one bag of khajur. 300 people in a Jamaat, one bag of khajur for them as the provisions. And the sahabi is saying that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam couldn't find anything else to give us. He only found this, so he gave this to us. Then he says, فَكَانَ أَبُو عُبَيْدَ يُعْتِنَا تَمْرَةً تَمْرَةً. Hadra Abu Ubaidah wa Amir, he would give each one of us one khajur. At a time, he'd give us one khajur. So he's explained, فَقِيلَ كَيْفَ كُنْتُمْ تَصْنَعُونَ بِهَا. So he was asked, the sahabi was narrating the story, Jabir radiallahu anhu, he was asked, that what would you do with one khajur? What can a person do with one khajur? So he replied, قَالَ نَمُسُّهَا كَمَا يَمُسُّ الصَّبِي. We would suck on this khajur, like how an infant suckles, how a small child suckles, how it sucks, like that we would just suck on this khajur. ثُمَّ نَشْرَبُ عَلَيْهَا مِنَ الْمَاءِ. Then we would drink water. فَنَكْفِينَا يَوْمًا إِلَى اللَّيْلِ. And after sucking on this khajur, we drink some water. This would be sufficient for us till the night. From the morning till the night, this is how we would suffice. وَكُنَّا نَضْرِبُ بِعِسِّينَ الْخَبَطِ. And what else we would do is with our sticks, with our asa, we would hit the leaves of the trees. ثُمَّ نَبُلُّهُ بِالْمَاءِ فَنَأْكُلُهُ. Then we take that leaf and we'll moisten it a little bit in water. And then we'll eat that leaves. So this is how we lived. قَالَ وَانْطَلَقْنَا عَلَى سَاحِلِ الْبَحْرِ. So then he mentions, this is the Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala system in Allah Park style and way, that when a person makes sabr and a person goes through difficulty and he doesn't complain, and he goes through it with emotion, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opens up the way for him. So here we see that Allah Park, the way he opened up the way for these sahaba, 300 of them, he says, we continued going along the shore. فَرُفِعَ لَنَا عَلَى سَاحِلِ الْبَحْرِ كَهَيْئَةِ الْكَتِيبِ كَهَيْئَةِ الْكَتِيبِ الضَّخْرِ. He says that we suddenly appeared for us like a big mountain or a big hill of sand. While we walking on the shore, on the coast, we seen like a big hill of sand in front of us. Then he said, فَأَتَيْنَاهُ فَإِذَا هِيَ دَابَّةٌ تُدْعَى الْعَمْبَرِ. When we got close, we realized that this is not a hill of sand, this is a fish. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given us a fish, had sent a fish. فَقَالَ Abu Ubaidah said, مَيْتَةٌ. Our Amir told us, you know what this is carrying. Karen means something that's already dead without passing away the halal way. So in other words, ulama explained from here that at that time probably Hazrat Abu Ubaidah didn't know the masla. Masla, as far as fish is concerned, if it dies in the water and it floats in the water, now because it died in the water, so it floats. In the kitab they call it samakatun tafiya, that the fish that is floating in the water, now if the water throws that fish out, that fish is Karen, you can't eat that fish because it died in the water. But that fish that is thrown out of the water and it dies out of the water, that fish you can eat. Like our sardines and all that, they get thrown, they get washed out to shore, and then you can eat them. So not those fish that are floating. So then, anyway, Hazrat Abu Ubaidah thought that this was carrion, so he told his Sahaba that you can't eat this. But then again, he remembered, he said, ثُمَّ قَالَ لَا بَلْ نَحْنُ رَسُولُ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ وَفِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ وَقَدْ اِتَّرَتُمْ فَكُلُوا. He said, but we are the messengers of the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم. And you people are in very difficult, hard, in other words, we're all in hard times. We are in difficult times. So in this situation, we're allowed to eat. So he told him to eat. فَأَقَمْنَا عَلَيْهِ شَهْرًا. He said, we suffice on this one fish. 300 of us suffice on this one fish for 30 days. Imagine what a fish that must have been. وَنَحْنُ ثَلَاثُ مِئَةٍ حَتَّى سَمِنَّا. He said, we were 300 and we got fat also. Before that, we were living on that one khajur per day and that leaves. Now we're eating so much fish that we also got fat. And he said, وَلَقَدْ رَأَيْتُنَا نَغْتَرِفُ مِنْ وَقْبِ عَيْنِهِ بِالْقِلَالِ الدُّهْنِ وَنَقْطَعُ مِنْهُ الْقِدْرَ الْفِدْرَ كَالثَّوْرِ أَوْ كَقَدْرِ الثَّوْرِ. He said, I remember scooping out jugs of fat from the socket of the eye of that fish and cutting to the extent of one ox. In other words, one piece was cutting out one piece from that fish the size of one ox, or similar to the size of an ox, trying to show to us how big that fish Allah Pak had given him. Then he said, وَلَقَدْ أَخَذَ مِنَّا أَبُو عِبَيْدَ 13 رَجُلًا فَأَقْعَدَهُمْ فِي وَقْبِ عَيْنِهِ وَأَخَذَ ضِلْعًا مِنْ أَضْلَاعِهِ فَأَقَامَهُمْ ثُمَّ رَحَلَ أَعْظَمَ بَعِيرٍ مَعْنَا فَمَرَّ مِنْ تَحْتِهَا وَتَزَوَّدْنَا مِنْ لَحْمِهِ وَشَائِقَ. So he explains that Abu Amir, to explain to the people how big this fish was, he made 13 of us sit in the socket of the one eye of the fish. 13 Sahaba sitting in the socket of one eye of the fish. So you imagine what a big fish that was. So he did, then after that, what he did was he took one camel, the most big size camel that we had. He saddled it up properly. And then he took one bone, if we may call it, the rib of the fish, the side bone of the fish. The rib normally goes in an arch shape. So he made it stand up. He made that one bone of the fish stand up like that in an arch shape. And he took this fully saddled camel and made it walk through that. In other words, the camel also could fit through the bone of that fish, through the rib of that fish. He said, then after that, what we did was we took part of that thing as patkos, and we took part of the meat at patkos, and we took some dried meat like biltong, also for us to move on the way. فَلَمَّا قَدِمْنَا الْمَدِينَةَ أَتَيْنَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ فَذَكَرْنَا ذَلِكَ لَهُ. He said, when we reached Medina Sharif, we mentioned this incident to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, فَقَالَ هُوَ رِزْقٌ أَخْرَجَهُ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ. This is rizq, this is provision that Allah Pak had taken out for you. From his side he had given you. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, فَهَلْ مَعَكُمْ مِنْ لَحْمِهِ شَيْءٌ فَتُطْعِمُنَا. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked them, do you have any of this meat left so you can share with us also? Ulama explained for two reasons Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said this. The first reason is to make them feel 100% sure that meat you had was halal. Because if it wasn't, then he wouldn't ask to eat from it, number one. Number two, the second reason why Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked is because this was barkati meat. Barkati fish Allah Pak had given them. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also wanted to share in that barkat. Therefore he asked, do you all have any? فَأَرَسَلَنَا إِلَىٰ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ مِنْهُ فَأَكَلَهُ. The Sahabi said that we sent some of the meat that we still had. We sent for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he also ate from there. Rawahu Muslim, Muslim Sharif reports this hadith. What a beautiful hadith. Something for us to remember. That when a person makes sabr, when a person goes through difficulties, Allah Pak opens up the way. And the way he opens it up, from sources a person never even realized and never even expected. Even when they were close, they thought that was a mountain of sand. They never even think that is a fish. But Allah Pak had provided that fish. 300 people ate for 1 month, and they still had more provisions to take. So this shows that when Allah Pak gives, He doesn't hold back. He gives plentiful. Therefore, we should put our trust and our reliance solely on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah Pak give us all tawfiq. Subhanallah, bihamdi, subhanakallahumma, bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.